This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Political parties agreed to end the obstruction of the parliament. President summoned all party meetings starting in a short while. President Ramchandra Paudil appoints Bishambar Prasad Shrestha to the post of Chief Justice. Kosi Province Chief Minister Uddhav Thapa wins vote of confidence. And Tropical Storm Hillary hits U.S. state of California, bringing fierce winds and flooding to the Pacific coast. Now the news in detail. The top leaders of the major political parties have agreed to remove the obstruction of the parliament. In the meeting of the political parties represented in the parliament held yesterday, the parties agreed to ask the three leaders of the three major political parties to prepare a draft and move ahead as per the draft to remove the obstruction of the parliament that has been ongoing for the past 1 month. The three leaders chosen for preparing the draft are Ramesh Lekhak of Nepali Congress, Subhas Chandra Nemang of CPN-UML and Hitraj Pandey of CPN Maoist Centre. In yesterday's meeting, the parties agreed to form a high-level inquiry committee which would also investigate the gold smuggling scam along with the current investigative body which has been undertaking the case. According to the leaders, the meeting called for 11 today would finalize the terms of agreement. Meanwhile, the all-party meeting summoned by President Ramchandra Paudil is starting in a short while from now. According to the president's press advisor, Kiran Pokhrel, the president called the all-party meeting in order to remove the parliamentary deadlock. It is the first time President Paudil has called for an all-party meeting. The major opposition party, CPN-UML, has been obstructing the parliament continuously, demanding formation of a high-level probe committee on the gold smuggling scam. President Ramchandra Paudil yesterday appointed Bishambar Prasad Shrestha to the post of Chief Justice. Issuing a statement yesterday, the office of the president confirmed the appointment of Shrestha as the new Chief Justice. Earlier yesterday, Parliamentary Hearing Committee unanimously endorsed the recommendation of the Constitutional Council to appoint Shrestha to the post of Chief Justice. During the meeting, Shrestha presented his action plan. Prior to this, the committee addressed complaints it received against him. Kosi Province Chief Minister Uddhav Thapa has won the vote of confidence. 47 votes were cast in favour of Chief Minister Thapa and 30 votes were cast against him in the Province Assembly meeting held yesterday. 16 Provincial Assembly members were absent in the meeting. Province Assembly member Israel Mansouri, who was chairing the Assembly session, also cast the vote in favour of Chief Minister Thapa. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said the Hilsa Surkhet road connecting border with China will be built within a year. Addressing a program organized at Birendra Nagar of Surkhet on the occasion of the establishment of Karnali province yesterday, the Prime Minister said he would prioritize major roads including Karnali Corridor and Karnali Highway Peri Corridor during his upcoming visit to China. He said the federal government would fully support the Karnali state government's prosperity campaign for poverty alleviation and economic transformation. The Prime Minister also mentioned that Karnali, Sudur Paschim and Madhes provinces had been given high priority, as the country's holistic prosperity was not possible without development of these provinces. The Central Investigation Bureau, CIB, of Nepal Police yesterday took statements from former Prime Ministers Baburam Bhattarai and Madhav Kumar Nepal regarding the Lalita Niwas land grab scam. CIB spokesperson and superintendent of Nepal Police, Navaraj Adhikari, informed that former Prime Minister Bhattarai and Nepal gave their statements on the Lalita Niwas land case yesterday. In a tweet, former Prime Minister Bhattarai mentioned that he fulfilled his duty by giving the truth to the CIB about the questions raised regarding the decision of his Council of Ministers in the Lalita Niwas land grab scam. Meanwhile, the purity of gold brought by smugglers from Hong Kong concealing it in the brake shoe of motorcycle has been found to be 99.9%. Nepal Rashtra Bank Assistant Spokesperson Dr. Diliram Pokhrel said the gold kept at the Department of Mint of Nepal Rashtra Bank was tested for its purity. The Department of Mint has already sent the report on examination of the confiscated gold's purity to the bodies concerned, including the Central Bank and the Department of Revenue Investigation. Central Investigation Bureau of Nepal Police has been carrying out the investigation into the gold smuggling scam. Vice President Ramshaya Prasad Yadav yesterday returned home, concluding his official visit to China. Vice President Yadav had left for China on the 14th of August to attend the 7th China South Asia Expo and the 27th China Kunming Import and Export Fair held in Kunming of Yunnan Province of China on the 16th to 20th of August. According to the Embassy of Nepal in Beijing, the Vice President also held bilateral meetings with national and provincial leaders of China. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. Tropical storm Hilary has hit the US state of California, bringing fierce winds and flooding to the Pacific coast. According to the BBC, now headed north to Nevada, the storm passed over Southern California with record rainfall and flash flooding predicted in Death Valley National Park. It moved across the border from Mexico, where the Baja California Peninsula saw winds of 119 kilometers per hour. A number of houses are now submerged in the town of Santa Rosalia in Mexico, while some residents in California have been forced to evacuate. Hilary is set to weaken as it moves north, but forecasters warn it could still bring dangerous and catastrophic flooding to the state. Nearly 26 million people in southwestern U.S. are under flood watch. Hilary was downgraded to a Category 1 storm after weakening on Saturday, but officials kept up their warnings. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudhir Pachim Province and at a few places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall with thunder and lightning at one or two places of Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudhir Pachim Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Political parties agreed to end the obstruction of the parliament. President summoned all-party meeting starting in a short while. President Ramchandra Powdil appoints Bishwambar Prasad Shrestha to the post of Chief Justice. Kosi Province Chief Minister Uddhav Thapa wins vote of confidence. And Tropical Storm Hilary hits U.S. state of California, bringing fierce winds and flooding to the Pacific coast. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.